प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् न दानम् न तपो निज्या न शौचम् न व्रतानि च प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् न दानम् न तपो निज्या न शौचम् न व्रतानि च प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् नानं न तपो निज्या शौचं न व्रतानि च प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् न दानं न तपो निज्या न शौचम् न व्रतानि च प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् तपो निजा न शौचं न व्रतानि च प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हिरण्यत् विडम्बनम् न दानं न तपो निजा न शौचं न व्रतानि च प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् माताजी न दानं न तपो निजा न शौचं न व्रतानि च अमलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् न दानं न तपो निजा न शौचं न व्रतानि च न प्रियते मलया भक्त्या हरि अन्यत् विडम्बनम् न नाइदर दानं चैरिटी न तपः No austerity, no, nor, ijya, worship, no, nor, shaucham, cleanliness, navratani, nor execution of great vows, cha, also, priyate, is satisfied, amalaya, by spotless, bhaktya, devotional service, Harihi, the Supreme Lord, Anyat, other things, Vidambanam, only show. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj is telling his friends, My dear friends, O son of demons, you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming a perfect Brahman. Or demigod, or a great saint, or by becoming perfectly good in etiquette or vast learning. None of these qualifications can awaken the pleasure of the Lord. nor by charity, austerity, sacrifice, cleanliness and vows can one satisfy the Lord. The Lord is pleased only if one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything is simply a show. Vidambanam. Prahlad Maharaj concludes that one can become perfect by serving the Supreme Lord sincerely by all means. Material elevation to life as a Brahmin, demigod, rishi or so are not causes for developing love for Godhead. But if one sincerely engages in the service of the Lord, his Krishna consciousness is complete. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.30. Apicheta suduracharo bhajate mam ananyabha sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in the devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. To develop unalloyed love for Krishna is the perfection of life. Other processes may be helpful, but if one does not develop his love for Krishna, these other processes are simply a waste of time. Dharma svanushtita pumsam vishvaksena katha suya na utpadayeta yadi yadratim shrama evahi kevalam. Duties, dharma, executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavan, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 8th Verse. The test of perfection is one's unalloyed devotion to the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. None of these qualifications can awaken the pleasure of the Lord, nor by charity, austerity, sacrifice, cleanliness and vows can one satisfy the Lord. The Lord is pleased only if one has unflinching, unalloyed devotion to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything is simply a show. Prahlad Maharaj is talking about the most concentrated essence of the purpose of life. Such a Srimad Bhagavatam is such a wonderful scripture. It does not allow any truti, that is deficiency to arise in him. Srimad Bhagavatam is completely Amalam Puranam. Absolutely spotless, Amalaya. And always, 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 through all the variety of stories that are sometimes bewildering, the message is only given that devotion is supreme. And that is why this becomes a supreme literature. Kim va pare Rishwari. What is the need of any other scripture if there is Srimad Bhagavatam? The whole world goes into pralaya. Everything is destroyed, all the literature, and you save Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing is lost. Because it can give you a guidance from the beginning stage to last stage, completely to perfect your life in the shortest period of time. And that is why Srimad Bhagavatam is always relishable. It is Paramahamsa Sahita. Right from the newly adopted devotee, a new devotee, to the Paramahamsas, the perfected living beings, this literature nourishes everybody. In fact, The more you advance in Krishna consciousness, the more you relish the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why it is called as Paramahamsa Sahita. Why? Because when you become Paramahamsa, you will relish the Srimad Bhagavatam to the utmost level. Unlimitedly you will enjoy. So what is being told here? We all should really meditate. So many things are mentioned here which are adored in the material world. Charity, somebody who is charitable, we look up to him. We worship him sometimes, we praise him, we take good care of him. He is a big donor, he is donating so much of money. Then somebody is having Nirjala Ekadashi every Ekadashi. So we look up to him, my God, what power. Somebody is living in Himalayas, only breathing air. There is one lady in Barsana, I know, who lives only on air. The daughter-in-law of some house, mother-in-law told her that, you eat so much, you are a burden on me. She stopped eating. She learnt a pranayam in the morning, 3 o'clock she does. And only on ozone that is there in the air that time, she breathes pranayam and she doesn't eat anything in the whole day. And she's surviving very nicely. It's an amazing thing. What an austerity. Then comes sacrifice. We are doing so much of activities. In the material world, today, so-called devotional people who are too much into karmakanda, you know, this home, that havan, and this yajna, that sacrifice, so many things are being actually adored, and people are looking up to how meticulous this person is, you know, how dedicated he is. And then comes cleanliness. We are keeping our house clean, our body clean, try to clean our soul. And vows. Many people take vows. Now month of Kartik is coming. It's a month of vows, you know, wholesale vows. Everybody is taking a variety of vows. Somebody will say, I will not give up, eat sweets. Somebody will say, I will chant 4 rounds more. Somebody will say, I will not eat ice creams. Somebody will say, I will give up that favorite sabji, which I like very much. I will not eat paneer in this month. But the thing is that Prahlad Maharaj, such a pure devotee of the Lord, he is already a Paramahamsa at the age of 5. He is telling that nor charity, neither austerity, nor sacrifice, nor cleanliness, nor vows can satisfy the Lord. Then we are bewildered. Why we should do all those things? What is the purport here is, he is talking to demons. And in demoniac society, there are also Brahmins. No? Shukracharya himself a Brahmin. Ravana himself a Brahmin. And by being the sons of Kashyapa and Aditi, even Hiranyakashipu also was a Brahmin. Is that right? Kashyapa Muni was a great Brahmin himself. So amongst even demons, there are Brahmins. And they spend lot of time in doing karmakant. Lot of home, havan, sacrifices, lot of strict vows. You know, what vows Indrajit took, what vows Ravana had taken, Kumbhakarna followed austerities, we cannot imagine. They would not eat. Hiranyakashipu would not eat for 1,000 celestial years. Only air. Not even water, not even food, not even Ekadashi food. What we can match with their austerity and their sacrifices. But the Lord is not pleased by them. Why? Because the purpose of doing the austerities is different than pleasing the Lord. So what is mentioned over here is the charity that is done simply for self-satisfaction. Charity or austerity is the vows taken to make oneself progress in spiritual life, but not to please the Lord. Many times we perform austerity so I can become big, you know. I can be known as a great performer of austerities. I can become famous, or it will help me to make my business, like that. Sacrifices. Many times people do sacrifices somehow to do some dealing with demigods. Right? I will do this yajna for you, O demigod, let my son pass his exam nicely. Or suddenly in between his big exam, he has got some disease, he may lose the exam and miss the opportunity to progress. Please get him well, I will perform this sacrifice, or I will donate in your temple so much of money, or I will raise a golden kalash in your temple. It is good to worship, perform and to put a golden kalash in the temple of Vishnu. But if the purpose is only self at center, it is not going to please the Lord. Similarly, cleanliness, you may take many, many vows, many austerities to clean your soul, to purify, of sins accumulated for years and lifetimes, it is not done to please the Lord, it is not useful. So Prahlad Maharaj is trying to explain to us that all these things are important in our life, but they have to be done simply keeping the Lord's pleasure in mind. No activities, whether it is chanting Hare Krishna, or whether it is following vows, whether it is giving charity, visiting holy places, taking bath in the river, so many helping people, preaching also, it has to be done only to please the Lord. The bottom line of all the activities that a devotee does in his life is to simply please the Lord. Atap pumbir dvasreshta varnashrama vibhagashah sva anushtasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Is that right? Shloka I have put it. The purpose is that whatever duties you perform, it could be varnashram duties, it could be duty of a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Shudra or Vaishya, it could be a duty of a Grahastha or Sannyasi or a Brahmachari or a Vanaprastha. There are many duties we perform. So many duties are there which we should perform while we are in this body which is there in the material world. But all the duties, so anushtasya dharmasya, as per the dharma, we should perform only to please the Lord. Even if you are raising a child, if you raise a child in Krishna consciousness to be offered to the Lord as a devotee, it is pleasing the Lord. So we have to understand that each and every activity that we do can be an activity of pure devotional service on the highest platform. Simply we have to keep ourselves out of the action as the benefactor and keep the Lord in the place for being the benefactor. It's only Krishna consciousness is a matter of only consciousness. There are many people doing much more charity than devotees. There are many people who are much more austere than devotees. What is the difference? That they do it for themselves and the devotees do it for Krishna. We know that there is not a devotee in the history of the scriptures that can match the austerities done by Hiranyakashipu. Is there anybody? Nobody can match. But still, why we praise Prahlad Maharaj and Narad Muni and so many devotees, Dhruva Maharaj? Because their austerities were meant to please the Lord. Hiranyakashipu's austerity, Ravan's austerities, Kumbhakarna's austerities were meant for only selfish purposes. And most of the times for negative purposes, for destroying purposes, for harmful purposes. So we have to understand that we have always been taught, you know, even management language, that watch your thoughts. Because from the thoughts, the words are created. You speak what you think. And then we are told, watch your words. Because your words will become action very soon. And that action, if it is not meant to please the Lord, then we are ruined. Then we go to another direction. Then we go to heavens, we come back on earth, we go to hellish planets, we become a demigod next life. Yeah, in the previous part of the shloka, it's also mentioned, even if you become a great rishi, it is not a great thing. Because you have to become a rishi, if at all you become, to please the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj says, if you become a rishi and stay in Himalayan mountain, performing austerity and meditation alone, for your own sake of salvation, it is useless. He says, come down from your cave and the mountain. Come in the city where people are suffering from the material actions, material life. Enlighten them by your purification. That will please the Lord. Not that you are yourself a self-realized, perfected living being, living in the most exemplary austere conditions in Himalayas. It does not please the Lord so much. What pleases the Lord is to go and deliver the people who are engrossed in sense gratification. To give them pure bhakti, that will please the Lord. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam is a very crystal clear literature. You know, it is no confusion there. Nothing is impressive just because it's externally very attractive. Srimad Bhagavatam talks about essence always, like the Lord is looking at the essence, bhava grahi. He's always looking at the essence of all your activities. So Srimad Bhagavatam also, being the manifestation of the body of the Lord, is always focused on essence. There is nothing, no diversion is there in that. It's very, very clear, no confusion, no second opinion. It's very, very clear that we are supposed to act only to please the Lord. And moment in our devotional life, even 50% we act to please the Lord and 50% we do something else, which is also good in the mode of goodness, still our gati becomes different. Our destination changes. You know, you may be on the track of south, but you may can reach Tamil Nadu, you can reach Trivandrum, you can reach Kanyakumari, you can go to Guntakal in Andhra. It's all south only. But there are so many directions in the south. Similarly, there is an upward direction of spiritual progress. But there are many destinations. There is Svargaloka, then the Brahmaloka, then there is Brahma Jyoti, then there is Vaikuntha, planets. Then there is Dwarka, then there is Ayodhya, then there is Mathura, then there is Gaulok Vrindavan. And in Gaulok Vrindavan also you may have desire to just be with the Lord. And you can like to have the features of the Lord. But what is the most pleasing activity? Is simply to please the Lord. Wherever you keep my Lord, Ashlishva Padaratam Pinastumam. You can keep me in hell, you can keep me in heavens, you can keep me in human body, you can keep me in animal body, you can keep me with you in the same features as yourself, you can keep me wherever you want, but I want to act to please you. And please give me Shakti to act to please you. That is what devotee's life is. And what is mentioned over here, then next, except of unalloyed devotion, a haitiki, a pratihata devotion, rest all activities are simply vidambanam. What is the meaning of vidambanam? Nakal bolte hai isko Hindi mein. It's only external act. It's only a show activity. Shri Radha Giridhari Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mahi ki jai. All the other activities which may appear activities of pure devotional service are still vidambanam, because the purpose is not pure to please the Lord. It becomes vidambanam, it becomes show, it becomes only external facade. And remember that Lord is never impressed by external facade. Lord is always looking in the heart. And by the way, He knows exactly what is in the heart. We may even cheat ourselves sometimes by thinking that we are so pure and so unmotivated and so uninterrupted and so dedicated and so clean at heart. We may think like that. But the Lord knows what is at the recesses and the depths of the heart, in your heart. So we can't cheat Him. We can only pray to Him. My Lord, I accept that I am not pure. But my Lord, I want to please you. In my given condition of fallen situation, my Lord, can I please you? Can I do something in my most fallen condition, most impoverished condition of no resource and no qualities and no qualification? Can I please you, my Lord? The answer will be always yes. Because the most insignificant soul can also please the Lord. If he wants to please the Lord, what we have to learn in Krishna consciousness, as I mentioned earlier, it's a matter of consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a matter of cultivating consciousness. Keeping us out of the consciousness and keeping Krishna in that place. Replacing ourselves with Lord Krishna is Krishna consciousness. And thinking of Him while doing any activity is Krishna consciousness. And we have to cultivate this. That is why we come to temple. That's why we go to dham. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. So that one day will come that I will 24 hours only think how to please Him. How I will breathe only to please Him. How I will eat or drink to please Him. How I will talk only to please Him. I will open my eyes to please Him. Every activity that seeing, hearing, talking, doing activities, eating prasad, smelling, all can be done only to please Him. And that is bhakti. And see the glory of bhakti. That it is such a great activity, you know. Highest of all activities is bhakti. And at the same time it is so simple actually. You want to see and perfect your life? You just see everything that is connected to Lord. You see in the sky, oh sun is the eye of the Lord. Oh, you want to hear anything? You can hear about Him and please Him. Every sense can be utilized just to please Him. That's why we train ourselves to chant Hare Krishna at the beginning, to start with. So that is the activity which can directly please the Lord. There is no doubt, if someone chants Hare Krishna sincerely even once, the Lord says, I am sold out to Him. And never forget, a devotee is chanting, calling His name once by sincere desire. We will call him once sincerely and forget him afterwards. And get lost in material activities. But the Lord will never forget you. He will keep chasing you. Because you have called him once sincerely from your heart. That means it's so difficult to please the Lord by all the other means. And it's so easy to please him by pure devotional service, by bhakti. So there are all many, many paths. There are path of yoga, path of karmakanda, path of acquiring knowledge. All are given by him only to achieve him. But he says, all those activities are indirect. They are not directly pleasing me. But bhakti is the activity, the most fallen person can begin doing it immediately. But acquiring knowledge, it requires some qualification. To sit down and acquire, read and study scrutinizingly. To do karmakanda, you require qualifications. You need to be a Brahmin. You need to call a Brahmin at least. You need to have provisions. You have to make arrangements and perform activities. It requires some qualification. Yoga, for example, you need to have determination. You have to be austere. You have to learn so many techniques. So many tricks you have to learn. Fastings and livings in a renounced situation. As a renunciant in Himalayas, then you can become a yogi and attain some mystic perfections. But for becoming devotee, you don't need any qualification. You need simply a desire that I want to please my Lord. And from no qualification condition, you can start pleasing the Lord. That is the beauty. Why? Because we can chant Hare Krishna. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna, the Lord will be pleased. So at the end of the day, when we are working, some of you are working in the temple full time as a brahmachari. Some of us are working outside as professionals. Some of ladies are working at home as mothers. Some people are retired. But everybody is doing activity, right? Everybody has to do some activity. But every day before we sleep, at the end of the day, we have to remember and think, did my activities actually please the Lord today? Was my consciousness set right throughout the day while performing my activities that was to please the Lord? Was that so or not? Analyze. Think and change yourself next day. Yes, answer will come. Some activities I was remembering the Lord to please him. Some activities I forgot. And some activities I purely did for myself in the name of Krishna. Analyze. Think. Cultivate that thought process so that one day will come that whatever you do, even the most professional activity, in tie and suit, it can become pure bhakti. It will, it can. Thakur Bhaktivinoda did the same thing. He wrote an article in the best English, in the most sophisticated English, he wrote an article and sent it to England. Then Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj wrote so many articles and sent to many universities abroad. They used the most modern technologies and modern modalities. But the idea was only one. Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta also took the only second car in the whole India. I think the Rolls Royce, vintage car. Only the Viceroy had, who was a representative of the Queen of England. He had the second car in the whole India. People may say, what is this? It's only for self, only for increasing fame and wealth. No, he did that only to please Krishna. How? You sit in the car and drive, and people will run behind to see the car. And enough people will gather, you'll stop the car and preach. It was very clear why he was having vintage car. But if people are having vintage cars to show their status, you know. They may not drive the car, they will keep it in the garage. And they will keep some ticket for people to come and see that I have a vintage car of 1901. Most oldest model of Rolls Royce. But Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati did the same thing actually, appearing to be the most materialistic activity which the businessmen and rich men will do to aggrandize themselves. But he did it just to please Krishna. He had no doubts in mind. Srila Prabhupada also did many contrast things, you know. He gave Diksha to women. It was supposed to be an activity. Hey, this Swamiji is too much greedy for making disciples. So he is making one women disciples. But he did to please Krishna because he knew the society was working in such a way. He could not have neglected women and, you know, tell them, you get married, I will initiate your husbands and you will be already initiated by that. It was not so in America that time. They were living independently. And he looked at them as souls, part and parcel of Krishna, not as women. That's why he changed the policy. He gave them Brahmin Diksha also. It's supposed to be very greedy activity for a sannyasi. Accumulate disciples, you know. Have big number of disciples, so you'll become very famous. And world will know you, name will come in paper and television channels. Prabhupada was not bothered about that. Prabhupada did all the activities like his Gurudev. Revolutionary activities. Just to please the Lord. So we have to understand that we have such great examples. Whatever Srimad Bhagavatam is telling here is actually exemplified by our acharyas. You see, charity. Prabhupada did charity of the holy name. But as far as money was concerned, he was taking and taking and taking. There were many sadhus that time. They would say, sadhus, we don't touch money. If you give any money, we don't touch money. Prabhupada said, you give 1 lakh to me, I'm asking when you give next lakh to me. When is the next 1 lakh coming? You may say, very greedy sadhu. Are, what kind of sannyasi is this, wearing saffron clothes, so much attached to money? No, this money was only to please Krishna. There was nothing for himself. He was received in one's Rolls Royce car, I think, big car. And the reporter asked him that, hey, what is this, you are sannyasi, you are travelling in such a big car and you are trying to be acting as a renunciant sannyasi. How do you understand this? So what he answered? He answered, even if you receive me in car made of solid gold, it is not enough. People will say, what kind of sadhu is this? So greedy. What he thinks of himself? So it is not for myself. It is for what I represent. I am representing the Lord. And it is for him. It is not for me. I don't take it for myself. I accept it on behalf of him because I am his representative. So at the cost of appearing to be greedy, he had to establish the principles of pure bhakti. He also had to establish the principle of Guru Puja, which actually began from him only. Is that right? There's nobody, no other guru in ISKCON that time. But to teach people the science of bhakti, how to please the Lord, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat na gati kutopi, without pleasing the guru, you cannot please the Lord. To establish this principle, he had to establish Guru Puja for himself only. It was in the mode of, you know, great sacrifice he did that. He didn't do it to please or to aggrandize himself, to glorify himself. He was not attached to Guru Puja. But he had to establish the principle. So we can understand that it is Sri Gurudev through whom we can please the Lord. For us, Sri Krishna is still unknown. We chant his name, we talk about him, but still we feel, yeah, at the core of the heart, I still don't know who is the Lord. Now do I realize him? But it is made simplified for us, you know, the people of Kali Yuga also, in all yugas, but especially for Kali Yuga also, it is simplified by what? Just accept the Sri Guru, accept Sri Gurudev, the pure devotee of the Lord as your guru, serve him and please him. Chittete koriya aikya, concentrate your mind on his instructions. Fulfill the instructions of Gurudev. Be sure that Krishna is pleased. Many times devotees ask, you know, how do I know whether Krishna is pleased with me or not? Simply ask your Guru Maharaj whether you are pleased with him or not. I mean, whether he is pleased with you or not. If he says yes, be sure Krishna is pleased. Because ultimately the path is beginning with faith, no? You cannot say everything, I want to get facts from Krishna from Golok Vrindavan. Only when he sends a fax to me, I will believe that he is pleased with me. No, he has told in scriptures, without pleasing Guru, you cannot please Krishna. And he is more interested in seeing that his pure devotee is pleased with you than getting he pleased with you. Because he knows that if he pleases my pure devotee, the pure devotee is only trying to engage him in my service to please me. That guarantee is there. That's why he has given full authority to Sri Gurudev. And in service to Gurudev, we may do charity, we may do austerity, we may do sacrifices, we may do take vows, we may go to holy places, we may read scriptures. All those things are done simply to please Gurudev. So when he is pleased, Krishna is pleased. And how do we know Guru is pleased? You just ask him simply. Follow his instructions sincerely. And even when you follow his instructions, there should not be any desire to please ourselves. The pleasure of our soul will be achieved simply by serving Gurudev. We don't have to separately ask for it. Gurudev, what about myself? How are you doing for yourself? What happened to myself? The Lord is telling now in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. I will provide you what you lack. If you are engaged in serving me and my devotee, more than I myself, I get pleased when you serve my devotee. I will provide you whatever you lack and carry whatever you have. I mean, maintain what you have. When you are acting in such a way that you are serving a pure devotee of the Lord will see that whatever you need to continue your service to pure devotee to please Him, He will provide you. But you should not get disturbed tomorrow by something is missing, something is deficient, so your mind will be distracted. So the Lord will provide you whatever you need to please a pure devotee. And it is also said by the Lord in scriptures and many places that I will not be pleased if you serve myself directly. But if you please my devotee, I will be pleased. So clear it is. In scriptures it is so clear. We have to get convinced that I have to live to please the Lord. And the best way to please the Lord is to please His pure devotee who happens to be our guru. If you are not having a guru, and there are many saintly people available who are pure devotees, try to get attached to them. Try to aspire for them. Try to get qualified for becoming their disciples. And when they accept you as disciple, then you ask for the instruction. And you may say that there is no instruction. But there is always a standing instruction. To chant Hare Krishna, to follow four regulative principles, to eat prasadam every day, cooked by devotees. Very important, cooked by devotees. And to read scriptures, to worship Tulsi and the deities. The instruction is there. When we perfect these instructions, then maybe more instructions will come. As per our qualification and as per the need, there may not be need. You can simply perfect your life by pleasing the Lord, by following, chanting Hare Krishna and four principles. Please understand this. It is enough. Prabhupada has given the formula to us. We chant Hare Krishna and follow four regulative principles. Eat prasadam, read scriptures, serve the devotees. It is enough to please the Lord and take you back to Godhead. You don't have to separately ask for some special instructions as other devotees are getting. So this is Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj is so mercifully, is advising his demoniac friends of the highest of all principles. What is their fortune being born in demonic family? Still they are getting purest of all instructions. And it explained further, they all become pure devotees. Just by associating with Prahlad Maharaj. Just by hearing from him, they become pure devotees. And Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, there's one word called as Swarupena Avasthitaha. That means coming in our original constitutional position. And the original constitutional position of the soul is to be always engaged in service to the Lord. Always engaged in loving, devotional seva to the Lord. This is his Swarupena Avasthitaha. This is the original Swarup of the living entities. And to situate ourselves back again in the original situation is perfection of life. So it is said, if you are properly situated in your original consciousness of serving the Lord, and in the process we make some mistake, apichetu sadurachara, durachara, if you come perform some wrong act, the Lord says, never look at him as a debauchee or a fallen soul. Because he is properly situated in his original constitutional position of being servant of the Lord, I will very soon correct him from within and bring him back to the position. So it is such a wonderful process that if you simply are focusing yourself to the activities of pleasing the Lord, then even if you make a mistake by unknowingly, still the Lord will protect you. So the process is so wonderful actually. Once you accept the process like this, then your mistakes and a good thing and bad thing, Lord will take care of them. You have to be all time properly situated. What is the word here? Samyak vyavasito yisaha. See that you are properly situated. And being properly situated means always acting to please Guru and Krishna. And then it is said that if you don't do that, then even if you are a great scholar of knowledge of scriptures, even if you have a great performer of austerities, even if you have a great preacher, even if you read scriptures and recite them from beginning to end without fail, without mistake, all these things are very impressive, but they are of no use. Because if they are not meant to please Krishna, they are simply a waste of labor. So what second verse Prabhupada explains is, Shrama evahi kevalam. If we do not develop attraction to please the Lord, by our various so-called devotional activities, then all those so-called great devotional activities become a waste of labor. And who wants to waste his labor? Here we are trying to calculate every fruit of every labor. We are trying to get fruit of for every small action also. No problem. But keep the fruit of labor as pleasure of the Lord. And sometimes the pleasure of the Lord will be coupled up with your misery. It's possible. When Kunti Devi wanted to please the Lord, the children were trying to be burnt in the Varnamata, and the son was given poison, and daughter-in-law was being stripped, and husband died, and the mishandling of her children by Kauravas and the seniors. So many displeasing things happened to herself. So in the process of pleasing the Lord, you may come across so many things which will appear to be very bad, you know, inauspicious or painful or distressful, may happen to you. But if you are on the path of serving the Lord under the order of Gurudev, do not worry, just tolerate and go ahead. That's why Kunti Devi, although she went through so many of difficulties while trying to please the Lord, and they may be bewildering sometimes, am I doing right, what's happening, my sons are being tried to be burnt and they are being poisoned, and what is insulting thing happened to my daughter-in-law? Maybe I am doing something wrong, I should change my path. She did not shake from the path. Her faith was such that I will keep trying to please the Lord, and then let Lord do anything what is good for me, which may appear bad for me. If the Lord is doing it for me, I have faith that it is good for me. With this knowledge, even if displeasing things, distressful things happen in our life while trying to please Krishna, we can go through it because we know that our Lord will never do anything bad for us. Can you imagine the Lord who is so eager to have you in His kingdom back at His lotus feet? He is more eager than us to take you back to Godhead than we are eager to go back to Godhead. We should understand this principle. He is more eager than we are to go back. He is more eager to deliver us from the cycle of birth and death than we are eager to deliver ourselves from cycle of birth and death. So He will always do only good for us. We have to have faith. It may not be pleasing to our senses, to our ego, but it will be always good for our soul. And with that faith, we can go on. How it is possible to apratihata, ahaituki, continuously, unflinchingly, unalloyedly serve the Lord? By having faith that He will never do anything bad for me. The path that I have chosen, He is serving the most supreme personality of Godhead, and He will do everything that is good for me. With that faith, the devotee goes on progressing in Krishna consciousness. And I am telling you that we are also fortunate that wherever we are, whatever conditions of lifetimes we have been coming from in this material life, whatever condition of soul we are in today, but we have the opportunity to please the Lord by remaining in the movement of Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our greatest fortune. Just Prabhupada said, just stay on. Continue the activities. Daily when you meet the Lord, pray to Him. My Lord, let me always work to please You. Teach me how to please You. Give me guidance how to please You, my Lord. Please help me. I am not qualified. I don't have knowledge. I don't have intelligence. But my Lord, what You gonna do if You guide me through somebody and I understand so I can act to please You? My Lord, give me opportunity to please me, please You. Give me a chance, give me a desire, give me intelligence so that I can please You. You think He will not give you to get guidance, directions? He's very eager for us to turn to Him. As Upanishad mentioned, the two birds are sitting on the tree. One bird is ourself trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree, and the other bird is Paramatma waiting for the bird to turn to Him. And here you are not turned to Him, you are already turned and you are begging to Him, my Lord, please guide me how to please You. He will become most pleased by the gesture of yours, and He will surely give guidance to you, and life will be successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. If there are any questions, I will try to answer. Yes, Prabhu.
You said something about healing the soul.
Healing the soul. One can clean the soul by chanting the holy name of the Lord. The question was, I spoke about cleaning the soul and how we can clean the soul. We know how to clean the body. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha tavagni nirvapanam. Clean the soul means there's different soap for the soul, you know, not lux and hamam. The soul, the soap of the soul is the holy name of the Lord. And when we chant the holy name of the Lord, the soul gets cleansed of all the accumulated sins of lifetimes together. And when the soul gets cleaned, what happens? Sarupena avasthitaha. The soul comes back to its original position of being servant of the Lord. That is spiritual cleanliness. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Is there? Yes, Prabhu. The question is, sometimes we come into a situation of confusion and we don't know which way to go and how to please Krishna, which way will please Krishna. So at that time, how do we take decision? The best barometer is Gurudev's instruction. Yeah, but it may not be available all the time. Gurudev is not available. Then, if possible, you can call up and confirm. Even that may not be possible, call up Gurudev in the middle of many things. That is why we have a counselor system, you know, who is a representative of Sri Gurudev, who has Guru entrusted on you, Guru has entrusted upon you, and then you have opportunity to ask. Even that is not there, suppose, for example, then you sit down and pray to the Lord to give you guidance. And he says that, Ananyas Chintayanto Maam. If you are ananya bhakta of the Lord, you are trying to become, then you will get instruction from the heart also. Because Guru is already there also as Chetaguru, Chetaguru in the heart, who comes out as Gurudev externally. So the Gurudev who is externally available to us is a representative of the Chetaguru in the heart. So the most helpless condition, you are never helpless because the Lord is in the heart, who will guide you. And some, if you are sincerely seeking guidance when you are alone, suppose, my, what to do now? I do go this way or that way, do this or do that. Take a moment and pray to the Lord. The Lord will surely guide you. Have faith that you are always accompanied by the Lord in the heart. And you will never be misled. If you are sincere and genuinely, if you want to please the Lord in the state of confusion, He will guide you. This is a matter of experience. You know, I may tell you theory right now. Try, practice, you will come to know. The Lord will guide you. Never is the time when Lord is not guiding you. Only we don't take the guidance. That's the only difference. So take the guidance. It may be not pleasant for us sometimes to take a path which is pleasing Him. But we should still take that path which will please Him. Although it is unpleasing to us. Any other question? Thank you very much. Yes, there is a question behind. Yes, Prabhuji. Huh. Yes. Huh. What shall we do? As I mentioned in my... the question is, Prabhupada has given the time for chanting from 5:15 to 7:15 to chant. And if you are given some other seva at that time, what should we do? It is like this, that Prabhupada has given a format to us. He has given a format of a particular day-to-day routine. But sometimes there are needs of services, like I see some devotees go to market in the middle of all chaos, you know, to buy flowers. And they may say, when I lose all the Brahma Murta to, and when I will chant my rounds. But there are, somebody has to do flower, somebody has to do deity worship also. So when I am chanting outside, there are some devotees who are also devotees, they do worship of deities inside. So as per the situation, we should do the needful. As far as possible, try and follow chanting that time. But if you get some seva specifically in that time, which is going to be, which is bona fide seva given by bona fide representative of your Gurudev of the temple, then you should accept that. Because ultimately, it is not what you think is going to please Krishna. It's your obedience to your authorities is going to please Krishna. The authorities are placed upon you by Him through the agency of Gurudev and through the agency of temple authorities. So the authority has to be bona fide, of course. Authority has to be bona fide. And authority is giving you an instruction which little bit differs from the format of the temple schedule. You should follow the instruction, because obedience is the greatest of all virtues. Obedience will please the Lord the most. But what we lack today is obedience to the instruction of Sri Gurudev and their representatives. So don't get disturbed. There are devotees who chant 3:30 to 5 o'clock also. And then they come for dressing. There are devotees, I know, who get up at 2 in the morning, chant all their rounds, attend Mangalarti and go for dressing. So if you are very keen on doing like this, then take up some austerity, get up early morning, if you have some seva and chanting time, chant before that. Because Brahma Murta is starting on 3 in the morning, not only at 5:15. 5:15 is after Mangalarti. Yeah? Brahma Murta is starting at 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, first prahar of the day. So for a sincere devotee, there are always vikalpas, there are always options available. One who is sincerely trying to do something, there are ways and means to do that. But somebody who wants to avoid something, then there are many reasons to not follow things, you know. There are many justifications. Aisa kaisa ho sakta hai? I will not do this. I won't do that. Our Gurudev was told to... This is a very important story, huh? Please understand. Our Gurudev was told by the authorities in 1972-73 to do overnight kirtan from 9:30 p.m. to 3:30 a.m. And then he was staying in the mountain in New Vrindavan to worshipping Radha Vrindavan Nath, own single person only. 6 offerings, 6 aartis. Huh? So when he was sleeping, there was no sleeping. 1.5 years of his life, he would do deity worship the whole day and sleep in between the two services. For example, you have finished your Rajbhog aarti and you have 2 hours in between. So in those 2 hours, he will sleep for 1 hour and, you know, get things ready for the next offering. Again, get in the next offering, and there will be some 45 minutes gap between Sandhya Aarti and Bhoga and then some other Aarti, and he will sleep. And then like that, it's 3-4 times he will sleep for half an hour, 45 minutes and make up his sleep. And whole night he was awake. How somebody can survive? And in that situation, because Prabhupada has told that you have to read at least half an hour my books, he would walk back and forth fast to read Prabhupada's books so that he will not fall asleep. Because if he sits at one place, the first thing is to go to sleep, because body has not taken rest. But the obedience to the instruction of Gurudev was so strict that chanting Hare Krishna, reading scriptures, worshipping deities, accepting the order of chanting overnight from 9:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. alone without any accompaniment, one hand kartal, one hand mrudanga, and mouth is singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So there are possibilities. Of course, we can't imitate those things. But what we derive from this example is that for a sincere devotee, there are always ways and means to do things. To please the authority also, to fulfill the requirements of given by Guru also, everything is possible. So, you know, in temple when we live, you should understand that temple is a living of cooperative work. Gaulok Vrindavan also is a cooperative activity. When we go to Gaulok Vrindavan, what do? We simply cooperate to please the Lord. When the mother, my wife, never comes in the morning because she has some service to take care of her child, which is there in the morning. Now, she never chants in Brahma Murta. Sometimes only she chants. But spiritual, I am sitting here and talking to you. Why? Because she is taking care of my child at home. Right? This spiritual life is a cooperative activity. And specifically, we learn this cooperative activity by staying in the temple. We come here to stay in temple, not to rebel or not to do our own things here. When we wear saffron or any other cloth or shave our head and come here, we are telling people that I am ready to cooperate. Whatever is convenient, inconvenient, and pleasurable, not pleasurable, I am here to cooperate with the plan of the Lord and plan of my Gurudev. So we have to accept, you know, and when we obediently serve and follow the instructions of our authorities, they will be pleased, you also will be pleased, and you will be blissful, and you can do your services very nicely. And maybe you will chant at 9 to 10 in the morning, or 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning, you will be most attentive in that chanting. The attention of the holy name is awarded to us when we please our Gurudev by following his instructions. Then that attention to the holy name comes. So we should not be on an external platform. We should try to see that we please the authorities live in the most harmonious situation with devotees, and you'll please your Gurudev by that. The most pleasure that we can give our Gurudev is by being obedient. Remember this. There's nothing else externally, by giving good classes and by dressing duty deities, wonderful deity worship, and dressing them very beautifully. There are also no good things. But what pleases Gurudev is to abide, as to follow obediently services in the temple. I hope I have. Vanmali Prabhu, I have answered it properly. Thank you very much. It's already time up. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Giridhari Bhagavan ki jai.